the squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
And let's do it. Welcome in to another edition of High School Basketball here on 92.1 KMZA. Kirk Hillman in studio. I'm Brandon Tadman from Frankfort High School. Playoff basketball is upon us as we have a Class 1A Division 1 sub-state quarterfinal matchup as the 3-seed Frankfort Wildcats welcome in the 6-seed Onega Buffaloes in a girls bracket buster here this evening. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll have a high school scoreboard show for you following our broadcast here tonight as sub-state basketball is officially here. There are a couple of regular season finales across the state, but for the majority of it, sub-state brackets are set and playoff basketball gets going here tonight. And glad to be a part of your Friday night. Just one game tonight. This is a girls sub-state opener in this Class 1A Division 1 sub-state here at Frankfort again as they welcome in Onega for a big-time matchup for a playoff seed and moving on to a potential semifinal next week. So it's all or nothing at this point between these two that have met two times this year and both going to Frankfort. And the third time is a charm, hoping for Onega. As the Buffaloes come in with a record of 5 wins and 14 losses, the Wildcats 13 wins and 7 losses this season. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups in this one. We'll start with the visitors from Onega. Their head coach is Craig Boswell, a 5-14 record a season ago, and they're into this one tonight with a similar record. Actually the same, 5-14. Well, let's get you their starting lineup. The backcourt of Eva and Mariah Crone. Eva the 5A junior, Mariah the 5'10 sophomore. Mariah averaging over 10 points per game. Eva averaging 6.5 points per game. Now the storyline here is Kinsey Schwartz, a 5'9 senior, who played her first game of the year back on Monday in the regular season finale against Wetmore, coming off a torn ACL, a returning all-league player from a year ago, arguably Onega's best player. She is back, and in the starting lineup, Bridget Campbell, a 5'6 freshman, and then Delaney Figge is a 5'11 freshman, rounding out the starting lineup for Craig Boswell. For Brian Ebert and the Frankfort Wildcats, again, 13 wins, 7 losses. They'll go like this. Kayla Cornelison's a 5'6 senior in the backcourt, averaging 9 points per game. Emma Hardwick is a 5'6 sophomore at just shy of 9 points and 6 rebounds per game. Taryn Parthamer, a 5'7 junior at 4.5 points per game. The leading scorer, the 5'9 sophomore, Hattie Gross, at just under 15 points and 8 rebounds per game. And then Lexi Dollinghouse, the 5'9 sophomore, at just under 2 points per game. So again, for Brian Ebert and company, it is Cornelison, Hardwick, Parthamer, Gross, and Dollinghouse. These two have played twice this year. Frankfort has won both matchups with ease. First one back in late January. That was a 62-17 final. And then they also played just 10 days ago, with Frankfort getting that one as well, 61-34. But Kinsey Schwartz, arguably the Onega best player or their best player, coming off 23 minutes played in the Wetmore game on Monday night, expecting to be a big contributor if the Buffaloes want to win it here on the road and keep their season alive. We'll step aside one final time. When we come back, we'll tip it up. Playoff basketball is coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
State Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Kansaland Radio.
Here we go. This Class 1A Division 1 Girls Sub-State matchup broadcast tonight, presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. Frankfurt's in their home whites, Onega in their home blacks. Frankfurt will go right to left, Buffaloes from left to right, and the road team Buffaloes win the opening tip, and we are underway. Buffaloes going from left to right. Frankfurt comes out in a man-to-man defense. Left side, Kinsey Schwartz, the senior forward, coming off the torn ACL, just her second game of the year, and what a time to get her back, as now it's win and move on and lose, your season is done. Right side of the floor, it's Eva Krohn. High right on the wing, top of the key, it goes to Mariah Krohn. Has the dribble, doesn't use it. Now it goes left side to the freshman, Bridget Campbell, who's been good all year long. Schwartz rocking the big knee brace on that left knee. A lot of perimeter passing. Figgy gets her first touch, top of the key. They want to set it up inside for Mariah Krohn. She misses a shot, but an offensive rebound try is no good. And then a second chance opportunity is up and in for Delaney Figgy. After Bridget Campbell missed on an offensive rebound, Figgy gets another one, puts it up and in. And a minute into the ball game, Onega with a 2-0 lead. Here's Frankfurt with their first touch. As this is Hattie Gross, left side. She's open for three. This one off the heel, too strong, and a rebound brought down by the senior, Kinsey Schwartz, for the Buffaloes. Good start for Onega here, a minute 20 into the ball game. They get it back in a 2-0 lead. Here's Figgy, top of the key, left side pass, it goes. Here's Campbell, a deep three, nearly banked it in, no good, and a rebound for Frankfurt. That one brought in by Hardwick. She wants to push the tempo right side of the floor to Cornelison, thought about a three and turns it down. Gets it back right side to Gross in the corner. Short corner right, it goes to Parthamer. Back to Gross. Cornelison, a deep three. This one a little too strong, and another rebound for Onega. This one pulled down by Bridget Campbell. 2-0 Buffaloes, not quite 2 minutes in. Right side of the floor it goes. Eva Krohn has it. They want to set it up for Figgy inside. Her shot is up. No good. A little strong, and a rebound for Frankfurt. Good look, just couldn't connect. Rebound there by Hattie Gross. Gross has it left side, top of the key it goes, and then gets it right back. Here's Emma Hardwick. She'll try a deep three, and it's nothing but net. Emma Hardwick, her 15th triple of the season, giving Frankfurt their first lead at 3-2, just over 2 minutes and 15 seconds into this ball game. Here's a dive by Mariah Krohn. A shot is up, left it short, battle for the rebound inside, brought down there by Hattie Gross. Figgy's had a couple good looks inside recently, just haven't been able to connect. Here's Gross, left side, Cornelison gets a touch, now Hardwick on the wing, a zone defense here by the Buffaloes. Here's Gross, baseline drive, stop short corner left, kicks it back out to Cornelison, bouncing it right to Hardwick, nearly lost it but got it back. She's on the right wing, now dives, kicks it to Gross, right side, thought about a triple, turns it down, now they get it inside, this is Parthamer, a turnaround shot no good, and a rebound for the Buffaloes, collected there by Mariah Krohn. Here's Campbell, the freshman, up the floor. Gets bounced around a little bit by Hardwick. Now drives, kicks it left to nobody, and out of bounds, our first turnover. As we'll get our first sub of the game for Frankfurt, it's Sydney Wapp, the 5'10 sophomore, taking the spot of the 5'7 junior, Taryn Parthamer. 4:55, clock moving, first quarter. 3-2 Frankfurt, just getting off and running here in this girls' sub-state matchup in Class 1A Division 1. Win and move on. Lose, your season is done. Gross gets a look inside. In and out, no good. Had a great look inside, but Figgy able to grab the rebound after the missed shot there. And we still sit 3-2 Frankfurt. Not quite halfway into this first quarter. Here is Schwartz, top of the key, between the rings out high, looking left, a right side pass that goes to Bridget Campbell. Campbell holds it high above the head, now puts it waist high, now on the dribble, a couple times with the right hand. Stops on the wing, right side pass it goes to Eva Crone. Now Figgy inside, shot is up no good, and a foul's going to be called, and free throw's coming up. And Sydney Wapp, who just checked in, will pick up the first foul of the ball game at 4:17 left in the first. And Delaney Figgy, the 5'11 freshman, will shoot two. And the first free throw a little too strong, no good. Still 3-2 Frankfurt, 4:17 left first quarter. Figgy, the freshman, averaging 4 points and 7 rebounds. Second free throw on the way, and that one is good. She goes 1-for-2, and she has all 3 for the Buffaloes, and we're tied at 3, not quite halfway into this first quarter. Onega coming out with a little bit of passion. They had lost 4 straight before their regular season finale win on Monday night. Here's a deep three. That's no good. But Hattie Gross, an offensive rebound to keep it alive. And her second chance opportunity is no good. And a third opportunity after another offensive rebound by Sydney Wapp is no good. But she is fouled and will shoot two. As the first Onega foul is called on Eva Crone, that is her first. And Sydney Wapp, the 5'10 sophomore, 9 points per game. Spent some time on the injured list, and she's a very good free throw shooter at 75%. She cans the first. Frankfurt back in front, 4-3. 3:56 left in this first. The second is on the way. That one a little strong, no good there. She goes 1-for-2. Figgy, another rebound. And it's a 4-3 Wildcats advantage just past the halfway point. In the first, there's a deflected pass and a steal by Cornelison in the backcourt, and then she is bumped and fouled in transition. It's on the floor, and it's going to be Eva Crone that's going to pick up her second foul. And that will call up Brianna Bates, the 5'7 sophomore, to check in for her. So the first minutes for Bates here to start the ball game, as the Wildcats will throw it in underneath their own bucket with Gross. Right side to Wapp. She'll fire a long two, but it's swatted out of bounds by Schwartz. Rejected out of there. So Gross back to throw it in another time. It's a 4-3 Frankfurt lead here in the first quarter. Into the backcourt, jumping high for it is Hardwick. Top of the key, works it right. Now Wapp on the right wing, back to Hardwick in the right corner. Dribbles out of the corner to the wing. Now a long pass left corner to Gross. Open for three, got it. Hattie Gross from downtown cans a triple, her first bucket, and the largest lead here for Frankfurt early. It's 4. It's 7-3 Wildcats, 3:20 and counting here in the first. Here's Campbell up the floor, left sideline, trying to work it back, middle of the floor, but still wants to keep it left side. It goes to Bates, her first touch on the wing. Top of the key to Figgy, will fire a three. This is well off the mark, no good. Rebound for Sydney Wapp in Frankfurt. The Wildcats garnering some momentum here. Latter portion. How about Gross again for three? Not this time. Left it a little bit short, but Cornelison able to chase it down in the right corner. They don't get her. She'll fire a three, and it's good. Kayla Cornelison on the board wants to be in the party. Craig Boswell calls a timeout at 2:45 left here in the first. It's a 10-3 Frankfurt advantage. The full timeout will follow suit. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
out of that timeout. An offensive foul was just called on Onega's Bridget Campbell, her first. Gives the ball right back to the Wildcats, who lead it 10-3 at 2.5 minutes to go here in the first. They've hit three threes. Got their largest lead at 7. Cornelison, Hardwick, and Gross have all hit triples here in the first quarter. Cornelison had it knocked away in the backcourt, and here is a steal by Onega as it's stolen away by Schwartz, and she'll slow it down here in the front court. 10-3 Wildcats coming up on 2 minutes left here in the first. This is Mariah Crone with it, high left, and hands it off to Campbell, top of the key. Here's Bates, left side on the wing, triple threat position. Now Figge gets it top of the key, guarded by Watt. Still Wildcats in a man-to-man defense, bouncing it to Schwartz, short corner left. Top of the key it goes to Campbell, may have gotten away with a walk, but no call. Now Bates looking inside, not there. Schwartz gets a touch top of the key. Now Campbell a deep left wing three, nearly banked it in, no good. Battle for the rebound, one there by Sydney Watt for Frankfurt. She's already got three rebounds here in the first quarter. Kicks it right. Gross thought about a three, turns it down. Now Hardwick gets it right back to Gross in the corner. She'll fire it this time, short. Battle for the rebound, still on the floor. Gross gets it back and lays it up and in. Addie Gross with 5 points and four rebounds here in the first quarter, a 12-3 Frankfurt advantage. Continuing to build on that largest lead of the game so far. It's now 9 as we're coming up on the final minutes here in the first. Onega needs a bucket here to really stop this momentum. Good crowd on hand here tonight. As expected, always here at Frankfurt. Here's Bates inside, gets underneath. Her shot is up, no good. Whop, another rebound. And the Wildcats really doing an excellent job on the glass here in the first quarter. 48 seconds and counting. Cornelison left side, a 12-3 Frankfurt advantage. Here is Braylee Everts, the freshman who's checked into the game as well for the Wildcats. They want to skip it to Cornelison. Why not? Another three. This one off the heel, too strong. A whistle and a foul on the rebound attempt. Good job by Figge there to box out for the Buffaloes. And the Frankfurt foul, they'll get that one on Everett, her first. Team foul number two. So the Buffaloes get it back. 28.7 seconds left here in the first quarter. They trail 12-3. Crone trying to get this one in. Gets it in late. Deflected out of bounds by Addie Gross, so the Buffaloes will keep it. They'll just move it to the far sideline to throw it in. Still not on their half of the floor. This will be Schwartz to throw it in. Gets it in over the top to Mariah Crone across the timeline. Nearly had it knocked away. Does so. Finally ball in the air. Still on the ground. And Schwartz able to keep that possession alive. They'll go inside. Shot is up. No good. Backside rebound by Figge. Her second chance is no good. Out of bounds it goes. And it's going to go back to Frankfurt with 14 seconds to go. So Frankfurt now with a 9-point lead and 13 and a half seconds to go. A chance for the final shot and a chance to extend on their lead. Here's Hardwick will drive. They get it inside. Shot up no good by Everett. Gets it right back. Another shot is up no good. Bates gets the rebound with 2 seconds to go, and they're not going to get a shot up in time. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. So a good start for the Buffaloes, but then things really cooled off offensively. And it's a 3-3 performance by the Wildcats in the first, and they lead it 12-3 in this playoff basketball matchup. We'll step aside for a tight 30, back for the second quarter after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
Game tonight brought to you by Peru State College. Kirk Kilman in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman. Thank you for tuning in. The Frankfurt girls off to a great start after one quarter, leading Onega 12-3. They hit three threes in that first period and out-rebounded the Buffaloes 11-5. So really doing a good job on the glass, and their ability to hit the outside shot, certainly the difference here early on. So as we start the second quarter, the Wildcats whip it in a 12-3 lead. Still a zone defense here for the Buffaloes. They want to go left side. It's Barthimer who bounces it left side to Cornelison. Good job by Bates. Right when I say good job, Bates, they're going to get her for a bump and a foul. As Bates will pick up her first and team foul number 4. So Hardwick to throw it in for the Wildcats. Left side of her own backboard. Looking inside, not there. Now a high left pass that goes to Barthimer. Now Cornelison gets it right there. Now works it back top of the key. Here's Hardwick on the right wing, looking towards the corner. Now comes back here to the near side. Splits a couple defenders. Figgy with a block shot. Gets her own miss, and it's back up and in. Emma Hardwick with a chance at a three-point play. As Figgy picks up the foul, her first, team 5th. And Emma Hardwick now 5 points and a 61% foul shooter. That one is bread and butter as that one just rips the nylon, and she's got 6 to lead all scores. And it's a 15-3 Frankfurt advantage, continuing to balloon this lead up early on in the second quarter. Buffalo's having a hard time getting it across the timeline, and it's a 10th count and a turnover. Third turnover by the Buffaloes here in the first half. We're 40 seconds into this second quarter, and all the momentum right now for Frankfurt. A 12-point lead at 15-3, and they get it right back here on the offensive end. Here's Hardwick, top of the key, bouncing one right side. Cornelison ball fakes, steps into an 18-foot J, partially blocked, and a rebound for Brianna Bates for the Buffaloes. Get it across the timeline here with Bridget Campbell. Left side pass, it goes to Eva Krohn. They want to go inside to Mariah Krohn. Her shot is up. Rims out, no good. Good look, but just couldn't connect. And a rebound by Lexi Dollinghouse, who's in the game. Comes back in for the Wildcats. Now Gross, a right wing triple. That's an air ball. Out of bounds it goes. And it'll go back to Onega. 6:44 until halftime. A 15-3 lead for the home team Wildcats. Tana Stowell, the 5'5 sophomore, is going to check in for the Wildcats, replacing Cornelison. Wildcats showing pressure here in the full court. Mariah Krohn to throw it in, gets it in off to Campbell. Right back to Mariah Krohn, trying to get it up the floor. Probably got away with a walk, no call, but gets it across into the front court Bates. Now Figgy inside, shuffles her feet, left it short. And we get a whistle and a foul on the rebound attempt as Figgy's going to pick up another foul, her second, team 6. So the rest of the time here in the second quarter, the Wildcats will be in the bonus. 90 seconds into this second quarter, 15-3, the Frankfurt lead. Onega's just had a tough time just finding offense, and they've had good looks inside, but just haven't been able to connect. Hardwick bouncing it inside. Dollinghouse, a shot up, no good, off the back heel, battling for her own rebound, and she's able to chase it into the corner. So a second chance opportunity here on this possession for the Wildcats. Hardwick on the right wing, top of the key it goes to Stowell, left side, Barthimer a triple, this one too strong, and a rebound at the free throw line collected there by Eva Krohn. Now Bridget Campbell walks it up the floor for Onega. They trail here at Frankfurt 15-3 with 5:50 to go until halftime. Good. Extra pass inside, and finally the Buffaloes get a bucket. As it's Bridget Campbell, the freshman, who gets her first basket, makes it 15-5 Wildcats. As we're coming up on 5.5 minutes left here in the first half. Addie Gross at the left elbow, kicks it into the corner. Parthimer trying another three, and this one, it's good. Taryn Parthimer knocks in a triple. That's the 4-3 here in the first half by the Wildcats. And now we get a whistle and a foul against Frankfurt. As the Buffaloes were working up the floor, they'll get this one on Dollinghouse. That's her first and team 3rd. 18-5 Frankfurt. 5:24 until halftime. Or wait, I take that back. They're going to call an offensive foul on Bridget Campbell. So that's her second, team 7. So the Wildcats get it back. On the offensive foul. Here's Parthimer in the right corner, guarded there by Eva Krohn. Now Gross in the right corner, working it back out towards the right wing. As head coach Brian Ebert calls out the play. Here's Hardwick, top of the key, works it towards the elbow, bouncing it to Parthimer in the right corner. They go inside to Hardwick. Swings one left corner to Gross. Ball fake, steps in, pulls up from 15. That one off the heel, too strong. A whistle and a foul on the rebound attempt. This one will go against the Wildcats, and this will be their 13 foul. as they do get this one on Lexi Dollinghouse here, her first. 4:53 until halftime. The Wildcats' lead is 18-5. They led it 12-3 after the first quarter. Here is Mariah Crone for the Buffaloes. Far sideline up the floor. Gets it here to Bates near side. Is going to drive. A lot of contact, no call, but an offensive rebound try is no good. Another opportunity inside for Bates, and they're going to call a travel, I believe. And they do on Brianna Bates. So they had a couple of opportunities on offensive rebounds. Again, unable to get anything good around the rim. And Bates will come out as Kinsey Schwartz will check back in. Not quite to the halfway point here in the second quarter. Wildcats get it back in an 18-5 lead. Winner of this ball game will play the 2-seed Donovan West next week here at Frankfort. They are the host of this substate. Here is a deep range three. That's no good. Figgy, a rebound off the miss for Onega. Now the Buffaloes want to work it up with Bridget Campbell. Just getting past the midcourt stripe. Mariah Crone, left side, high on the wing. Gets it here right side to Campbell. They set her up for three, and it's good. Big shot for the freshman, Bridget Campbell, who now has five. Gets it back to a 10-point game as Frankfort's lead cut to 18-8. It's under 3:50 to go here in the second period. Stowell's pass deflected, nearly taken away. Hardwick lost control, but able to gather in the left corner. Now Figgy knocks away a pass and forces a turnover. Third turnover by Frankfort. But here comes Campbell up the floor. Chance to get it back within single digits here. Figgy has it, top of the key, right side to Schwartz. Gets a ball screen, not much with it. They set it up. Campbell again, and she hits it for a second straight time and holds it up high on the follow-through. Two threes for Bridget Campbell on back-to-back possessions, and it's down to a 7-point game at 18-11. And just like that, the Buffaloes fighting back with just over 3 minutes to go until halftime. Here's Hardwick left side on the wing. Top of the key, it goes to Gross. Ball fake, steps in, a little pull-up from 10, and banks it in. Hattie Gross with a big bucket. She's now got 7. And it's a 20-11 lead for the Wildcats. Pass deflected out of bounds. Onega will keep it. They're half of the floor. Down to 2:51 left here in the second. As Cornelison and Wop both check back in for the Wildcats. This is Schwartz to throw it in. Chucks it to Eva Crone, left corner. She wants to drive baseline. Pulls up and is able to get it in over a couple defenders. Eva Crone, her first basket, gets it back to 7 at 20-13. Under 2:40 to go here in the first half. Hardwick bouncing it to Wop. Lazy pass. It's knocked away and a steal there by Eva Crone. Four turnovers now by the Wildcats. Down 7, Onega with it. Late portions of the second quarter. Here's Mariah Crone with it from Schwartz. Top of the key. Shaded a little more to her right. Has the dribble, trying to get it off to Campbell, and does. Campbell guarded heavily by Hardwick. A left side pass to Schwartz. They want to set it up for Mariah Crone inside. Facing up on Gross. A tough shot, no good, and a rebound for Sydney Wop. 5 rebounds here in the first half for Sydney Wop. 2 minutes to go until halftime. A 7-point Wildcats lead at 20-13. Here's Cornelison, right side on the wing. Picks it up there, guarded by Crone. Left side pass to Hardwick. Into Wop. Left block, turns, and is called for a double dribble. 5 turnovers now for the Wildcats. Gives it back to the Buffaloes with a minute 47 left in the quarter. And the lead for Frankfort is 20-13. Buffaloes had just 3 points in the first quarter. They have scored 10 points here in the second, still got a minute 40 left. Figgy, left block, on Wop, no good, but a foul called. And Delaney Figgy is back to the free throw line to shoot 2. The foul on Wop will be her second. And team foul, number 4. Figgy has 3 points and 5 boards. First free throw on the way, and that one is a little strong, no good. She's now 1 of 3 at the line. Down to a minute 36 left until halftime. The lead is 7 for the Wildcats at 20-13. Chance to get it to 6, and that one is no good as well. Wop, another rebound. Some missed opportunities at the stripe there for Figgy. The 90 seconds remaining here until halftime. It's a 7-point Frankfort lead. They have it. It's Addie Gross, left side. Now Cornelison, top of the key, wants to dribble right. Now cuts it inside. Will throw up a shot that's no good. And a battle for the rebound brought down there by Mariah Krohn for the Buffaloes. Now throwing it up the floor, and that one's picked off. Now five turnovers by the Buffaloes, and Frankfurt will walk it up with Hardwick as we're down to 65 seconds to go. Hardwick thought about stepping into a three. Instead, Gross will, and she cans it from the left wing. Hattie Gross now into double figures with 10. The lead is 10 with under a minute to go here in the second. 23-13, our score. See how the Buffaloes want to handle this final 47-plus seconds until halftime. They want to go inside. They get it to Figge on the block. Backs her way in. Shot up no good. Missing another close one. And the rebound here for Hattie Gross, who's put together a good first half with now 5 rebounds and 10 points. 30 seconds to go. Cornelison for 3. This one's no good. And a rebound for Kinsey Schwartz, 5'9 senior. And now Onega can play for the final shot here in the first half. 20 seconds to go. They're down 10. And Craig Boswell wants a timeout. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. 19.4 seconds to be exact until halftime. The Frankfurt lead is 23-13. Get you caught up on the stats from here in the first half on the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show. So this Class 1A Division 1 substate, the host is Frankfurt here, so they'll have the semifinals and championship next Friday and Saturday. Centralia, the top seed, arguably the favorite, number 2 ranked team in the state, undefeated at 20-0. They'll get the winner of Troy and Care Paravel in the 4-5 matchup tonight. And then the 2 seed, Donovan West, getting the winner of this one tonight. And right now, it's the Wildcats leading by 10 at 23-13 with 19.4 seconds remaining in this first half. The Buffaloes have it. They're half of the floor. It'll be Schwartz to throw it in. Far sideline, gets it off to Campbell. Right side pass to Eva Krohn. She's open. She'll fire a deep three. This one a little strong, no good. Battle for the rebound underneath, still tipping, and finally out of bounds it goes, and last touch by the Buffaloes, and the Wildcats will get it back with just under 10 seconds left, as it will be Dollinghouse to come back in. So a 10-point Wildcats lead as they're going to roll it in. Hardwick finally picks it up. 8 seconds to go, working it right. Head of steam drive, pulls up a difficult shot, no good. Rebound for Mariah Krohn. 3 seconds to go, gets it up to Bridget Campbell. They're not even going to get a shot up in time. And that's going to be the end of the first half. So 16 minutes in, 16 to go in this substate matchup. And the home team Wildcats from Frankfurt with a 23-13 lead over Onega. Our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. You want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Want to know what's awesome?
Those kicking new tires on your truck?
Yeah, and look at my receipt.
That's all you paid for those tires?
Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. HeinenTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Kurt Kilman in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman. Thank you for tuning in to our coverage of the girls' Class 1A D1 sub-state quarterfinals here from Frankfurt. As the 3-seed Wildcats lead the 6-seed Onega Buffaloes at the half, 23-13. Again, our halftime presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Let's get you caught up with the numbers in the first half of the Wildcats. Hattie Gross, the 5'9 sophomore, the leading scorer, and also the leading scorer tonight. She's in double figures with 10. She also pairs that with 5 rebounds. 6 points for Emma Hardwick, 3 points apiece from Taryn Parthamer and Kayla Cornelison. And then 1 point for Sydney Wapp, but Wapp also doing a great job on the glass with 6 boards in the first half. Just 3 in the score column for Onega, led by Bridget Campbell with 8. She had 2 threes in the first half. Delaney Figge had 3 points and 5 rebounds. And Eva Krohn, the other 2 points, she had a couple of rebounds as well. Both teams with 5 turnovers. The rebounding numbers are close. Frankfurt has that edge 17-16. Wildcats were 2-for-3 at the line. Onega was 1-for-4 at the free throw line. Frankfurt got out to a 12-3 lead at the end of the first quarter, but Onega fought back, and Frankfurt's win in the second quarter was just by 1, 11-10. 23-13, our score at the half. Another timeout. We'll come back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Continuing here at the half, Frankfurt leading Onega 23-13 in this 1A D1 sub-state quarterfinal. There were some boys 1A sub-state opening round games last night. As we get you caught up, as Centralia knocked off Donovan West 57-38, as D West will end their season with a 7-13 record. Troy, a 10-point winner against Onega, 44-34. Washington County wins at Blue Valley, 39-36. And it was Axel, a big win at home over Lynn, 62-34. And the other 1A sub-state games tonight on the girls' side, Troy at Care Paravel, Blue Valley, they are at Lincoln. Washington County had a 20-point halftime lead over Solomon at 28-8. And the other one was in Division II. That was Axtell traveling to Wetmore. So those are the other 1A substate games tonight on the girls' side. And get you all recapped on the high school scoreboard show when we conclude our broadcast here this evening. Again, our score at the break, it's Frankfort 23, Onega 13, a final two-minute timeout. Second half coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Crop insurance solutions with added value. That's what you get with Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Products through Farmers Mutual Hail allow him to offer advanced acreage and production technology to save you time and the ability to protect up to 95% of your APH with RAMP. Stop in at 621 Main or call Roy at 785-284-7611 to experience a different type of crop protection.
Kansaland Radio.
Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tadman with you from Frankfort High School, home of the Wildcats, as the home team Wildcats looking to move on in this Class 1A Division 1 sub-state bracket. Trying to continue their season into next week, but Onega will get the ball to start the second half. The Wildcats are leading it 23-13. We switch sides. Buffalo's with it. We'll go now from right to left. And the Wildcats from left to right. So here we go. When you move on, lose, your season is done. And we got 16 more minutes to go with the Buffaloes down 10 with the ball to start the second half. Here is Mariah Crone, top of the key. Wildcats will start out in a zone defense. Long skip pass to Schwartz in the left corner for three. It's a long air ball, no good. Offensive rebound, though, by Bridget Campbell, and then a jump ball inside. Possession arrow will go back to Frankfort. The Wildcats get their first possession here in the second half. Buffaloes will back up into a 2-3 zone defense. And that way, the majority of this game so far. Hardwick, a quick pass inside. Parthamer, wing-to-wing pass here to Gross, who kicks it back out. Now left side to Cornelison. They go inside. Here is Dollinghouse. Her shot blocked by Figge and a rebound. Good defense by the freshman, Delaney Figge. Buffaloes with it back down 10, early portions of the third. 23-13 is our score. Here is Bridget Campbell in the left corner, leading scorer for Onega. They get it to Figge inside and a quick shot, and a body foul is going to be called on Dollinghouse. That'll be her second and the first foul here in the second half. And that puts Figge back to the line to shoot two. The only player to shoot a free throw tonight for the Buffaloes, and she's 1-for-4. 3 points and 6 rebounds in the game so far. Make it 1-for-5. She'll have a second, trying to get it back to within single digits. Her team down 10. Second one on the way. That one is no good as well, and it doesn't even hit the rim, and we're back the other way. So certainly opportunities for Figge at the line, but just 1-for-6. And the Wildcats, 50 seconds into the third quarter, will get it back with a 10-point lead. Here's Addy Gross, a baseline drive. Cornelison, a 17-footer from the right corner, is good. Spins in there. And Cornelison now with 5, and the lead is 12 for the Wildcats at 25-13. A minute 10 into this third period. Campbell spins away from a defender, gets it off to Mariah Crone. Now Figgy right side to Eva Crone in the corner. Thought about stepping back for a 3, turns it down. Now a long pass to Campbell left corner. Wants to spin and go baseline, had it knocked away by Hardwick. Hardwick on the floor for it, trying to rip it away, and we get a whistle and another jump ball. And the possession arrow going to keep it here with the Buffaloes. 6.5 minutes left here in the third, a 25-13 Frankfort lead. Here's Schwartz to throw it in. Gets it to Mariah Crone, nearly lost it out of bounds, but backs it up into the corner. Top of the key to Campbell, left side it goes to Schwartz. Triple threat position, back to Campbell between the rings out high, looking to head coach Craig Boswell, getting the play call, and they'll reset and run it. Right side pass to Eva Crone, to Mariah there, inside to Figgy, shot is up, and the shot rims in there. A nice look for Figgy, she knocks this one down, she's got 5, and the lead is 10 at 25-15. Here's Hardwick, left side to Gross, thought about a baseline drive, was cut off. Hardwick back to Gross left corner. Closed out there by Mariah Crone. Hardwick bouncing it to Cornelison, right side on the wing. Back to Hardwick, top of the key. Right back to Cornelison. Hesitates on a 3. Drives inside. Shot is up here. And it's Kayla Cornelison with her third bucket. Gives her 7 points and the lead back to 12 for Frankfort at 27-15. 5.5 minutes left to go here in the third. Here's Mariah Crone, left side, high on the wing. And then a lazy pass deflected into the backcourt and a steal. This is Parthamer, coast to coast. Layup no good, but a whistle and a foul. That'll send Parthamer to the line to shoot 2. The foul is on Mariah Crone. That is her first, team second. So Parthamer at the line, a 69% free throw shooter, and she left the first one short, no good. Wildcats now 2 for 4 at the line tonight. Second one on the way, off the heel, no good. Battle for the rebound underneath, and Crone has it for the Buffaloes. 27-15, Frankfort. 5:10 to go here in the third. Win and move on to take on Donovan West next week. If you lose, the season is done. Here's Figgy, right side, hands off to Campbell. Campbell working it back towards the center circle. Picks it up, working on Hardwick, and then she's going to be called for a travel. Third turnover here in the quarter by the Buffaloes, and they're 8th in the ballgame. Frankfort gets it back, 4:55 left here in the third. They lead it 27-15. They led it 23-13 at the half. Cornelison, right side, bouncing it to Gross on the wing, into the corner. With Dollinghouse, back to Gross. She's open for 3. Got it. Nothing but net for Hattie Gross. Her first bucket here in the second half. She's got 13 to lead all scores. And it's a double-up lead right now for the Wildcats at 30-15 at 4.5 minutes left here in the third. Here's Figgy up top with it. Looks left. Gets it to Campbell on the wing. Hardwick guarding. Mariah Crone inside. Turns. Fires. Shot is up. No good. Looking for a whistle and a foul. They're going to get Eva Crone on an offensive foul, or I should say a foul on the rebound attempt. That is her third, team third. Or correction, second team foul here in the quarter. Sydney Watt back in for the Wildcats, taking the spot of Parthamer. So we got 4:20 left here in the third. A 30-15 Frankfort lead. They get it back. Hardwick left side to Gross. Hardwick gets it back, top of the key, bounces it to Cornelison right side. Gets to the free throw line. Pass deflected, intercepted by Crone. 6 turnovers now by the Wildcats as Campbell will walk it up the floor with 4 minutes to go here in the third. A 15-point Frankfort lead at 30-15. Pass deflected. Figgy has it though, left side. Swings it to Mariah Crone on the right wing. Crone calling out signals. Backing it out. Close to the out-of-bounds line, but gets it inside to Figgy. Quickly doubled, but kicks it back out to Crone. Pulls up from 19. That is short. Tipped around underneath, out-of-bounds. Last touch by Onega, so it goes back to Frankfort. Here comes Fraley Eber back into the game for Frankfurt at 3:34 left here in the third. The Wildcats leading 30-15. Hardwick, left side pass to Gross. Why not? She'll try another three. Left this one short. But an offensive rebound by Ebert underneath to keep it alive. Dribbles it back up top to Hardwick. Right side pass to Gross. Triple threat position. Now a right side pass into the corner to Ebert. Right back to Gross. Ebert swings through. Gets it right back at the top of the key. Ebert and Gross playing a little back and forth with it. Now Gross drives in the paint. Shot is up. Bang. Shot no good. Rims out. Gets her own rebound, and a shot is up and good, but they're going to get a jump ball, and the possession arrow will keep it with Frankfurt. They waited a second longer. Might have been an and-one opportunity. We got exactly 3 minutes left here in the third, a 30-15 Frankfurt lead. They have it underneath their own bucket. Hardwick to throw it in, lobs it into Wop, who pulls it right up from the free throw line, and she banks it in. First field goal for Sydney Wop. She's got three. Makes it 32-15. Timeout, Onega. 2:51 left here in the third period. Frankfurt's lead ballooned to 17 at 32-15. It's a 30. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Hattie Gross, the leading scorer tonight so far for the Wildcats. She has 13 along with six rebounds. Bridget Campbell, the leading scorer for the Buffaloes, with eight. Third time these two teams have met this season. Wildcats won the first two, both with ease. First one was late January, and that was a 62-17 win. They also just played just 10 days ago, and the Wildcats won that one 61-34. They lead this playoff matchup 32-15 with 2:51 left here in the third. Winner gets Donovan West next week here at Frankfurt. We'll have this substate for you, boys and girls, next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday here on 92.1 KMZA. We'll have plenty of substate basketball coverage next week for you. There's a missed shot by Crone inside and a rebound for Frankfurt brought in there by Ebert. Now the Wildcats coming back up the way, left to right, leading by 17 with 2.5 minutes left here in the quarter. Here is Gross, left side on the wing. Now Ebert, right side pass to Hardwick. Hardwick gets it to Gross at the free throw line, kicks it to Ebert, sets and fires a deep three. This one a little strong, no good. A rebound for Dollinghouse and keeps it alive. Pass deflected out of bounds, but last touch by Wop and a turnover by the Wildcats. Seventh turnover by Frankfurt. Down to 2:15 left here in the third. And the lead for Frankfurt is 17 at 32-15. Can Onega chip in a little bit down the stretch here and claw back a little bit going into the fourth? We'll see. This ball is knocked away into the backcourt, picked up, a turnover by Onega. This one is brought in by Ebert, and then she's going to be called for a travel. And she certainly did not like the call there. And the Buffaloes will get it right back. Down 17 with under 2 minutes left here in the third. Can the Buffaloes win this final 2 minutes? The Wildcats have certainly controlled the pace pretty much from the start. Here's Eva Crone bouncing it a little lazy on that pass and a turnover. Here's Hardwick coast to coast and a shot up no good, but a whistle and a foul. And they will get Bridget Campbell with this one. That'll be her third. And this will send Hardwick to the free throw line to shoot two. Third team foul. Hardwick is a 61% free throw shooter. Her first is up and good. She's now 2 for 2 at the line tonight and has 7 points. Schwartz back in for Onega. Cornelison checks in for the Wildcats. 1:38 left here, third period, 33-15. Hardwick with one more. She gets that one to go, so she goes 2 for 2. She's got 8, and the lead is 34-15 Frankfurt as we're coming up on 90 seconds left here in the third period. Crone had it knocked away and then saved, but right into the hands of Hattie Gross, a chance to go coast to coast, and she lays it in for two. Hattie Gross, 15 to lead all scorers, and the lead is now 21 for the Wildcats at 36-15. A long scoring drought here by the Buffaloes, and here's another steal. This time it's Cornelison. She'll slow it up here in the front court with 65 seconds left here in the period. Cornelison spins away from Crone. Bounces one to Dollinghouse along two, and that one rattles in. Lexi Dollinghouse, her first bucket. And the Wildcats are cruising now, 38-15, with 50 seconds to go here in the third. Here is Schwartz, left side on the wing. Up top it goes to Krohn. Krohn right hip, looking inside. Mariah Krohn has it. Shot up no good, but a foul. With 40 seconds left, as she will go to the line to shoot two. As they get Gross with the foul, her first. Just the second team foul. So Mariah Krohn at the line. No points tonight, four rebounds. Her first free throw is up and good. She averages 10 points a game this season, but that's her first point here tonight. Makes it 38-16, her second. She's a lefty, puts that one up and in. So she's got two. Ends a long scoring drought for the Buffaloes. Makes it 38-17 with 35 seconds to go here in the third. Here is Wapp, right elbow. Looking inside, looking for Dollinghouse. A little too much mustard on that one and out of bounds. And the Wildcats turn it over. Now 9 TOs in the game for Frankfurt. Their lead is 21, 38-17, under 30 seconds to go. Buffaloes can play here for the final shot. Here's Campbell just inside the midcourt stripe between the center circle. Picks up the dribble, gets it off to Krohn. Now to Figge, top of the key, and a whistle and a foul, or they're going to get a 3-second call in the lane and a turnover by Onega. They had just 5 turnovers in the first half. They have 8 here in the third. 15 seconds to go. Wildcats with it. Leading by 21. Hardwick gets it to Parthamer. Back to Hardwick, had it knocked away. Now 7 seconds. Here's Wapp. Has 5 seconds to work. Steps in. Why not? A deep three, left it short, but she shuffled the feet and is called for a travel. So 3 seconds to go. Buffaloes have it, but got to go about 3/4 the way up the floor. And Brianna Bates will check in for the Buffaloes. So Bates to throw it in right in front of the Frankfurt bench. There's 3 seconds to go here in the quarter. Bates to throw it in. Looking up the floor, gets it into Krohn, trying to bounce it inside, but it's kicked away, and that's going to be the end of the quarter. A dominant third quarter and a 21-point lead for the Wildcats here at home as Frankfurt's in control, leading Onega 38-17. 8 minutes to go in this playoff matchup. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Mom, I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
KMZA.
Start of the fourth quarter, missed shot by Onega. Rebound for Dollinghouse for Frankfurt. Frankfurt in control, leading by 21 at 38-17. They're looking for Gross, far side, and it's thrown out of bounds. And the Wildcats turn this one over. Gives it back to the Buffaloes. 7:35 left in the game, a 38-17 Frankfurt lead. If you take away the second quarter, Frankfurt has outscored the Buffaloes 27-7, and it was a 15-4 advantage for the Wildcats in the third quarter. Here is Schwartz, left side on the wing for three, got this one. Big shot for Kinzie Schwartz, her first bucket tonight, makes it 38-20. We're 45 seconds into the fourth and final quarter. Dollinghouse, pass inside, looking for Wapp, and a whistle and a foul. They're going to get this one on Sydney Wapp, and that's her third. Team foul number three, so the Buffaloes get it back. Still a lot of work to do with 7:08 and change. left in this one. It's an 18-point Frankfurt lead at 38-20. Schwartz to Krohn, bouncing it into Figge inside, but they're going to get a whistle and a kicked ball. So Onega will throw it in underneath their own bucket. Schwartz is going to throw it in. We've played a minute three here in the fourth. 18-point lead for the Wildcats. Winner gets D. West next week in this sub-state semifinal matchup. Here is Schwartz, top of the key. Big brace on the left knee, just coming back from a torn ACL. Campbell, ball fix on the left wing, splits a couple defenders, shot inside, no good. Gets her own rebound and missing a second chance, but she is fouled and will go to the line to shoot two. They got Lexi Dollinghouse with her third foul, team foul number four. As Campbell will shoot two, first one a little strong, no good. 8 points and four rebounds tonight for the freshman, Campbell. She's got a bright future, no doubt. A talented freshman at over 8 points and six rebounds a game. Second one, no good. Battle for the rebound, chased in the corner, collected by Dollinghouse. The Wildcats will walk it up the floor, leading by 18, 6:35 and counting here in the ballgame. Still his own defense. Dollinghouse wants Wop inside. Figge deflects the pass and a steal by the Buffaloes. A little bit more pep in their step here in the fourth quarter, but time is not in their favor, down 18 as we're coming up on just 6 minutes left. They need points and they need them quick. Campbell had it knocked away and out of bounds by Hardwick. As Taryn Parthamer is going to check back in here for the Wildcats. She will take the spot of Dollinghouse. So far sideline to throw it in near the corner. It's going to be Schwartz. Figge blocking out inside and trying to get it inside, and then she is bumped in the head, and now we get a whistle and a foul for a stoppage of play. As Figgy's going to come out, and she's appeared to got hit in the head. So that'll bring on Bates. Hopefully she's okay. I think she took a bow to the side of the face, and the Wildcats are going to get the ball back with an 18-point lead at 6:05 left in the game. 38-20 is our score. Here's Cornelison, right side on the wing, trying to skip it to Hardwick, and Krohn got a hand on it. Now Gross trying to battle for it and finally picked back up and saving the possession here is Hardwick. Here's Cornelison, right side, bouncing it to Gross at the free throw line, knocked away in a steal. As Krohn wants to set it up, drive. Her shot is no good inside and missing a layup and a rebound for Hattie Gross. Well, certainly you can't miss bunnies at this point in the game trying to make any kind of comeback. And that's been kind of the story tonight. Onega has had a lot of missed shots around the rim. Down to 5:25 left here in the ball game, 38-20. The Wildcats lead is 18. Again, good crowd support on hand for both teams. Cornelison for three, a little strong off the heel. Nice box out and a rebound there by Eva Krohn. She'll bring it up the floor herself from the far sideline to the center circle. Now Bates left side on the wing. Gets it to the top of the key with Campbell. Under 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Here's Krohn inside, shot up no good. Tips here on the wing. And it's Hattie Gross, another rebound. Gets it off to Hardwick, and they'll walk it up the floor. So the Wildcats are certainly taking their time a little bit more on these possessions when they get them in the fourth. We're down to 4:40 left. Now Wop gets it inside. Little up and under move, misses a shot, and a rebound for Onega. Five rebounds now for Krohn. And here's Bates with it, left side on the wing. Coming up on 4:20 left in the ball game, but the Wildcats are in control, leading by 18. Krohn wants to drive, shot is up, rolls off the rim, no good, and another rebound for Parthamer. As it's Hardwick who's going to bring it up the floor, and there's a deflected pass and a steal by Bates. A turnover by the Wildcats. So here's Campbell up the floor, left side pass to Eva Krohn. Looking for Maria inside, gets it, shot up, no good, but an offensive rebound by Campbell. That shot is blocked and no good, and now Gross able to collect that one after Campbell gets a miss, and now we get a whistle and a foul. Or no, it's going to be a timeout called by Brian Everts and Frankfurt. It is a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Just 3:47 left in the game. The Wildcats lead is 18 at 38-20. Just past the top of the hour. You're locked in. 92.1 KMZA Seneca. We have a Northeast Kansas League score tonight on the girls' side. It's Jackson Heights, a big winner against Moore Hill Mountain Academy in their regular season finale. That final was Jackson Heights 53, Moore Hill 23. So the Jackson Heights girls, the Northeast Kansas League champs, finished the regular season at 19-1. So out of the timeout, Frankfort with it. Under 3:40 to go, leading by 18. They work it inside to Wop, trying to bounce one inside to a cutting Gross. Not there, knocked away, out of bounds, and last touch by Campbell, so the Wildcats will keep it. Down to 3:29 left. Lead still 38-20. The Wildcats have not scored here in this quarter. Onega's lone points have been a three. Here is Parthamer from downtown. A right corner three, no good, but a second chance opportunity is up and in for Emma Hardwick. The offensive rebound underneath and makes it 40-20. Down to 3:15 left in the game. And the Wildcats inching closer to moving on to a sub-state semifinal next week against two-seed Donovan West. Here is Campbell, a deep three, no good. A rebound, though, for Figgy. Keeps it alive for the Buffaloes. And then a turnover as Hardwick comes away with another steal. So under 3 minutes to go, a 20-point Frankfort lead. Here's Parthamer, right side in the corner, a triple. This one, no good. Battle for the rebound, brought down by Onega. Bates has it, and then Gross ties her up and gets the possession back on the tie-up there. The Wildcats get it back. Braylee Everts is in. Also, Tana Stowell checks in as well. It's a 20-point Frankfort lead at 40-20. We're down to 2:45 left. Gross gets it in, steps in, curls, fires, hits a nice little smooth jumper. Patty Gross, a big night, 17 points, now 9 rebounds as well. And it's a 22-point lead at 42-20 with 2.5 minutes left in this ballgame. Left side pass, Eva Krohn wants to drive, a whistle. She is bumped and fouled. Stops the clock at 2:24. And Stowell picks up her first. And team foul number 5 for the Wildcats. So Schwartz to throw it in. For the Buffaloes, they want to set it up for Bates. She was open. They don't get it to her. Now over the top it goes and well into the backcourt. Now it's a foot race, and Krohn able to chase it down on Stowell. And Eva Krohn now pushing it back up the tempo, pushing it back up the floor with a little bit of tempo. Down to 2:15 left in the game. It's a 22-point Frankfort lead at 42-20. Here's Figgy. Right side pass to Eva Krohn. Gets a ball screen. They go under it. She'll step back for three. Not there. And a rebound for Frankfort brought in that time by Everts. And the Wildcats will walk it up the floor with Hardwick. Now under 2 minutes left. Wildcats lead is 22 at 42-20. Hardwick just dribbling and now gets it off to Stowell, just wasting as much time as they can. Stowell gets it back. Now Hardwick high left. Now Stowell on a cut left side, backs it out, gets it back to Hardwick. Coming up on 90 seconds left. As they're going to switch up man-to-man defensively here for the Buffaloes, as we're now under 90 seconds to go. They're not putting a lot of pressure on, so it seems like at this point, as that one's bumped away by the ref and saved it from going out of bounds, but the Wildcats still have it. Everts hands it off to Gross with a minute 15 left. She'll dribble around the arc from right to left, backs up high left on the wing, works it back center circle, hands it off right there to Hardwick. Down to a minute to go in this game, and the Wildcats are certainly going to win this one. As again, the Buffaloes are kind of content to let this go, but there's a whistle and a foul. As Krohn will pick up this one. Maria Krohn, her second, team fourth. Bridget Campbell will check in. Also, Katie Keller, a 5'6 sophomore, is in for the Wildcats. So again, just 56 seconds to work. It's been all Frankfurt tonight, leading now by 22. Really, the difference has been the first and third quarters. The second quarter was a one-point game, but Frankfurt outscored Onega by 20 in the first and third quarters. There's a whistle, another foul, 41 seconds to go. We'll get Campbell with this one. That's her fourth. 42-20, the Wildcats lead, continuing to milk this clock away. Punch their ticket to the sub-state semifinal next week. There's a whistle and a travel as Stowell got it in and forgot to put it on the floor. And we'll turn it over. So the Buffaloes get it back, but we're down to just 35 seconds left. The Wildcats again leading by 22 at 42-20, and now we get a whistle and an offensive foul away from the ball. And so now it goes back to the Wildcats with just 31 and a half seconds to go, leading by 22. Cornelison will walk it across the timeline. Bates guarding her, picks up the dribble. Bates hounds her a little bit. Still playing hard here. Cornelison trying to not get a turnover. It's knocked into the backcourt, and Bates knocks it out of bounds with 15 seconds to go. As Bates, now a little slow to get up. And now we got a stoppage of play. Simmons will check in. As Bates limps off the floor, favoring what looks to be her right ankle. Go to hustle. Hopefully she's okay. Using a little bit of power, but definitely a little limp in the step there for Brianna Bates. Showing some hustle here down the stretch. The Wildcats can run off the final 15 seconds here and win this ball game and advance to the semifinals next week, which will be played on their home floor. 4 seconds to go. Stowell will curl it here to the near corner. The clock runs out, and that'll do it. The Frankfurt Wildcats extend their season. They got a date with Donovan West next Friday night after a win over Onega this evening by a final count of 42-20. Postgame is next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll wrap it up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do to think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, they're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control. to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Casasa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Casasa.
Ask for Casasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Back one final time here on 92.1 KMZA. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. High School Scoreboard Show will wrap up this evening and get you caught up on all the action in the area. Substate basketball is underway in Class 1A. And tonight, the Frankfort girls getting it done and moving on in their 1A D1 Substate as they beat Onega 42-20. As the Buffaloes finish their season with 5 wins and 15 losses, the Wildcats move on as their record improves to 14-7. Let's get you the final numbers in this ball game, and we'll start with the Wildcats as they were led by Hattie Gross, the sophomore, 17 points and 9 rebounds. She was just consistent from start to finish. Emma Hardwick also in double figures with 10, 7 for Kayla Cornelison. 3 points apiece from Sydney Wapp and Taryn Parthamer. Also 2 points from Lexi Dollinghouse. For the Buffaloes, they were led by Bridget Campbell with 8 points. She also had 5 rebounds, 5 points, and 7 rebounds from Delaney Figge. They also got 3 from Kinsey Schwartz, 2 from Mariah Crone, and Eva Crone had 2 as well. Both teams struggled with turnovers in the second half. Frankfort ends up with 15 turnovers. The Buffaloes had 16. Frankfort rebounded Onega 29-25. Both teams at the free throw line. The Wildcats 4 of 7, and the Buffaloes 3 out of 10 from the charity stripe. Now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. Well, again, mentioning Hattie Gross, just consistent from the jump. She had 17 points and 9 rebounds, and she's going to be our player of the game tonight as the Wildcats move to 14-7. And even though they are the lower seed, they will host the Substate Semifinals and Championship game next Friday and Saturday as they will move on to take on the 2-seed Donovan West, who had a game tonight. They added a late game against Maranatha, and D. West able to get that win 46-19. Again, adding a non-league game late to close out their year, but we'll be back to it next Friday night here at Frankfort for that semifinal matchup, which should be a good one between the Mustangs and the Wildcats. And then Centralia, again, getting the winner of the 4-5 matchup with Care Paravel and Troy. Again, as we mentioned, here on 92.1, we'll have the semifinals championship for both girls and boys here at Frankfort for this Class 1A D1 Substate next week. Our coverage Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we'll have it all for you. Our games for 103.9 KNZA Thursday through Saturday will be at the Silver Lake Substate. And then on our sister station, Care 93.7, that's going to be the 2A Valley Falls Substate. So we'll have plenty of coverage of all the area substates next week, all across our airwaves here in Northeast Kansas. But we'll be back here next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for the coverage of these semifinals and championship games here in this 1A D1 Substate. Again, our final score here tonight, it is Frankfort getting it done, beating Onega 42-20. Buffalo's season ends with a record of 5-15. Wildcats will play D West in a semifinal next week as they improve to 14-7. Again, for Kirk Kilman back in studio, I am Brandon Tam, and thank you so much for tuning into our broadcast tonight. Final edition of the Community National Bank High School School Board Show is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.